This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Well, aboard once more is Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension. Well, Raymond, here we are in the early part of June, so this is the go sign for the topic that we often address this time of the year, bagworm control on our landscape ornamentals.
Yes, this is when the checkered flag hits, go down, and it's time to go. Yeah, what you're looking for this time of year are those small bags, small meaning about an eighth to a quarter inch in size, and that's when you want to get out there and spray. The two products we recommend about now are Bacillus thuringiensis, Kirstaki, and the spinosad. Anything with spinosad is the active ingredient. And those are stomach poisons, and they have to be applied early on. So the insect, the caterpillar is in the bag, has to eat it, and then they're negatively affected. But we know that if you time your applications accordingly now and make multiple applications, probably 3 to 4, possibly, could be less, depending on the extent of the infestation, it should do the job. I mean, my personal experience the last 4 years, Eric, I've sprayed once or twice with spinosad, thorough coverage of all plant parts, and I have not had any large bags in my junipers or thuya for the last 3 or 4 years. If you wait till they get bigger, then you cannot use BTK or spinosad because they'll not be effective on the larger caterpillars. So and we do have an extension publication out there. If you Google bagworm, Kansas State University, it should be one of the early ones that show up. And there's a paragraph in there that just describes the timing of application and what you need to do to be successful in minimizing or managing bagworms. Now, remember, a couple caveats to remember is the caterpillars don't all emerge from the egg simultaneously. So that's why you do have to do multiple applications. And, of course, we often talk about ballooning, where the young larva will crawl up in the cotton wind currents, and it's been very windy in Kansas, more so than we've ever seen. They'll get blown around for miles to certain areas. So that is why you need to possibly do more than one application, but more importantly, go out and look at your shrubs for those small active bags and the caterpillars inside, and that's when you apply your treatments.
Right. Time to line out your game plan against bagworms. It starts with that first treatment here anytime, and stay after those for subsequent weeks, and you can arrest that problem, hopefully, in good shape. Haven't talked about this yet this season, an outbreak of slugs on roses, is that correct?
Yeah, Eric, these are called rose slugs. They're Hymenoptera. They're sawfly is what they are also referred to. And then we have three species in Kansas, bristly and curled, and the other one escapes my mind. But they're feeding on roses, again, because of the rain, and they feed on primarily underside leaves, and they skeletonize. And you can use one of your typical contact insecticides to kill them, or just come up to them and hit them over basically a bucket of soapy water and kill them that way also. But they are quite prevalent. We've been getting inquiries about rose slugs in Kansas. If they are out of hand, you probably should spray before they start really reducing the aesthetic quality of your rose plants.
Will they inflict permanent damage to roses by chance?
Well, that's a good question. It really depends on the extent. Most of your roses are well established. It would take several years of a heavy infestation. But people don't like to walk around and see roses with basically skeletonized leaves.
Right.
They don't normally feed on the flowers, but it's mostly the leaves. Maybe reduce photosynthesis, but you have to have an extensive population to really see some substantial damage. But it just looks awful from an aesthetic standpoint.
And we, after all, grow roses for the aesthetic appeal.
Yeah, that's right.
So respond accordingly to slugs on roses if they have started to overrun your rose canes there. Raymond, as always, thanks, and reminding folks as we part that Extension continues to provide good information for gardeners and homeowners on all manner of insect management.
It's always my pleasure, Eric, and people can contact the Department of Entomology. We have a plethora of Extension publications available that you can pick up at your county Extension office or download online.
Raymond Cloyd there, horticultural entomologist at Kansas State University. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.